Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Lower Extremity, LER, and MVP Parent magazines, and Right Fit Sports Wellness. We've got a great doubleheader today. Demetra, she is the CEO of Synergistic Six, technology, a corporate event management firm with their patient-first health wellness platform. She's joining me along with Chris Crookton, supermom of Matthew, MatthewLegstrong.com. She helps educate families, children challenged with congenital lower leg femoral or fibular deficiencies, and the sports doctor's in. First, let's welcome Demetra to the Sports Doctor. Welcome.
Well, hello, Doctor. Thank you so much for having me on your show. You do great work, and you're a true inspiration.
Thank you. Give us some background, Demetra, on yourself and Synergistic Six, you know, which is a globally recognized for its patient-first framework. Give us some background.
Well, thank you. I'm pleased to be part of Synergistic Six, where women are leading the way in technology. My father and my mother were the driving force for me to choose a career in technology. When I was growing up, there wasn't a lot of women in technology, and cell phones weren't readily available, and we were talking about the internet as the superhighway. So that goes to show you how much technology has advanced. But my parents really had the insight to know that technology would be the driving force to almost everything we do. So technology being used in healthcare, technology being used in sports and fitness. And you think of how big technology has become in these areas, it's just mind-blowing. So there's technology.
It's been almost a wild west with some of the different exciting things, almost all positive coming out, whether someone's got a wristband on that they're trying to get their heart rate and fitness, or whether we've got different types of sensors and helmets on the sidelines. As everybody knows on the Sports Doctor, we've been talking about the connection between technology and wellness and fitness and sports, of course, but in all aspects of medicine. And, of course, it's been exploded upon us with the COVID-19 and these challenges of doctor-patient relationships. So tell us about Synergistic Six.
So Synergistic Six is a company that helps. We have IoT devices and technology around IoT. So a lot of people ask me, well, what is IoT? With respect to healthcare and fitness, IoT devices help gain analytics and data about what's going on in the body, like you just talked about, from your heart rate to how many calories you're burning, applications to eating smarter, gaining insight to nutrition, diet, weight loss, exercise. All of those are through IoT devices. And people often ask me, well, what is an IoT device? I like to think of an IoT device, or I explain an IoT device, as a synergistic combination between software, sensors, technology that collects data and shares that data with other devices over the internet. So Synergistic Six, we call them swim lanes. So we have cybersecurity to help the healthcare industry keep good cybersecurity hygiene. As we all know, patient data is super important to protect.
That's a great term. I like that term, cybersecurity hygiene. You know, again, we talk all the time about technology and whether it's concussion awareness, whether it's, again, injury prevention, whether we've got sensors to pay big attention to hand-eye coordination, to all sorts of high performance training, as well as in the disability world with different, again, the sensors and the capability of safely, I guess, with a capital S, having the transfer of some of this, different type of technology and patients, learning all about it. I guess, again, you're in the education business. Welcome to the group, Demetra.
Absolutely. And we take that one step farther where we help organizations not only with IoT devices, but smart cities. We call them smart hospitals, smart doctor's offices to help reduce energy or increase energy efficiency through turning off lights and helping with backup and failover systems. Some medical buildings are and hospitals are experiencing people getting stuck in elevators. So when you push that button, you need that backup system to make sure that you can connect in the elevator.
You want that confidence. But, light is a big topic. I featured light technology over the years, talking about healthy light in work environments, et cetera. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go over to radio shows, you can go back years and see the topics, the guests, and listen to whatever you'd like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you'll read an array of great articles and information. The exciting new MVP Parent Magazine, a lot of the things, my hottest article still to this day, speaking of women's businesses, is Women in High Heels Accepting the Challenge. A lot of great information. We have 50,000 followers on Twitter and LinkedIn. I can't tell you how many guests I get from there. A lot of great information on all of these different topics, whether it's sports medicine, whether it's wellness, whether it is high performance. And we're talking with Demetrius. He's the CEO. Synergistic Six sounds like a great avenue to, again, to combine these different things. You're talking about companies trying to keep their employees well. You're talking about telemedicine, the explosion of telemedicine because of the COVID, all these things. And again, the ability to have some of these measurement sticks, I guess, is what you're talking about. Talk a little bit more about your patient-first framework, Demetra.
Thank you, Doctor. So our patient-first framework also has a key component in it, to communicate with patients the way they want to communicate. And I have a dear friend whose daughter is an ice skater, and she was skating and her foot was really hurting her. But she was too afraid to tell somebody or tell her doctor because young adults, when they're in athletes, they think if they just suck up the pain, they'll get through it and it'll make them a better athlete. So we really stress communication, and the communication, the way that we stress it, is on a unified platform. So it captures text messages, it captures emails, phone calls, telehealth, faxes, and it's all combined in a single unified platform so that patients and athletes can communicate in any way that they wish. A lot of times people are not verbal, and they would prefer to write. But again, making sure that data is protected in the way that athlete or that patient is feeling.
It's funny, Demetra, you bring up ice skating as an example, and of course my famous poster boy, the 2010 men's Olympic figure skating gold medalist, Olympic gold medalist, Evan Lysacek. He was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates. I understand he'll be doing some things with you, maybe in the motivational speaking world. So it's funny you brought up the ice skating example. And the communication, every athlete and coach and parent today, and how we stress the importance. This is why I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, because of these challenges in the world of youth sports and the challenges of trying to prevent injuries. There's an epidemic of youth sports, overuse, injuries, overdoing it, overscheduling. So educating the parents, getting the parents, coaches, doctors on somehow the same page But emphasizing information to the patient or the athlete themselves, I think that's a big deal, Demetria. What's the website people can go to find out all about Synergistic 6?
It's Synergistic with the letter 6, synergistic.com.
And you talk about, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say the good news by obtaining data analytics and information about how the body is working, the motion of the body, the activity of the body through IoT devices is it creates an opportunity for sports doctors like yourself to work with coaches and to be able to recreate and realign those athletic programs
to be
able to reduce and injuries.
This is a big deal today. You know, we've had on the show a couple of months ago the team doctor, the New York Yankees. Sorry, Yankees. Dr. Chris Ahmad. 3 weeks ago, we had the team physician of the Bulls and the White Sox, my friend Dr. Brian Cole. Again, whether it's the top level of sports or whether it's youth sports leagues, last week I had on the communications director of the celebrating the 40th year, the National Alliance of Youth Sports, Greg Bach, and the millions of coaches and parents that they have educated around the world for safety and for, oh, by the way, the kids still having a good time. But the technology area, the ability to measure things and to try to enhance performance and get this, you know, on the sports doctor, we have this tremendous team approach. It includes nutrition, it includes mental training, it includes physical training. By the way, train your feet and ankles. The message I'll give you guys, my pearl from the sports doctor, whatever your sport happens to be. But the area, again, that technology is playing is exploding around us. And it's very, very exciting. The more information people can have, if we could just teach parents to stop screaming on the sidelines, you'd really have something, Demetria.
Absolutely. And we say at Synergistic 6 that the speed of technology pushes businesses outside of their comfort zone. Well, now the speed of technology actually creates the comfort zone for athletes and for young adults and in the sports arena because it gives more data and more analytics to be able to reduce impact and injury and to be able to what I call get in front of any injuries
Absolutely.
That may happen.
Well, we talk so much on the show, Demetria, about the world of concussions. I've had people from all over the world talking about concussions. Catherine Snedeker, who founded Pink Concussions, the individuality of the female side of the whole concussion world. What used to be years ago, hey, how many fingers? Two fingers go back in the game to this whole sophisticated system, and it continues to grow of trying to measure my friends from the working with the wounded, Hillary Loftus, dealing with hyperbaric oxygen. Very exciting about being able, again, to measure things to try to get ahead of the game when it comes to, you know, all of these different technologies. And you're educating businesses and organizations about the growth in these areas. And I know you've been in the middle of the patient-doctor relationship, the whole telemedicine world with the virus, haven't you?
Yes. So telehealth and telemedicine has been a market that people thought before could never happen. Again, in the unified communications, we
no way.
Are a rep.
Right.
Yeah, they Tough thought sell. There was absolutely no way that this is going to happen. And with the leading technology and solutions that Synergistic 6 provides to the healthcare industry and to corporations, telehealth has now become a true reality in a way that has become so specific to help patients communicate again in the way that they want to communicate.
It's very, very helpful. It's very mm-hmm. convenient. The ability to, of course, we used to do it on the telephone. We would do it on, hey, send the emails, this kind of interaction. But the interaction of that personal relationship out of necessity, it was out of necessity. Nobody was going anywhere to anybody's office yet. Of course, the need really, really existed. And, you know, with the Zooms, it's enough to drive everybody crazy. So are you telling me that Synergistic 6 is coming up with an easier way, Denitra?
Yes, we have some amazing solutions that, again, that are totally unified. We also have video surveillance and IoT solutions to be able to, instead of looking through a computer at an athlete or at a somebody that's in rehab, we have video surveillance cameras where a doctor can actually look into a 360 and get a 360 degree view of the room. So the video camera is up on the ceiling and the doctor can actually talk right to the patient or right to the rehab patient that's in rehabilitation. And with the IoT device, they can get all kinds of information on what's going on within that workout. So some pretty exciting things.
The world of motion analysis, you know, the whole world of motion analysis, whether it's the person who's pitching or the volleyball player who's spiking it, whether it's Evan doing a triple jump in the world of figure skating or this whole coming down softly. The whole goal is reducing injury concern, but also enhancing performance. When I hear the team doctors of the major league team saying, you know, they're doing Tommy John surgery on teenagers. This is nuts. The world of overuse. So the more we can identify concerns, we pay big attention on the sports doctors, you know, Demetri, to the mental game, big attention to the whole mental component. But being able to have enhanced physical capability of seeing all of these different angles and dangles and motion analysis is going to be something that's very helpful. How long have you guys been around?
So we are fairly new. We've been around for 2 years. We're also doing some really cool things around brand acceleration for having medical and athletes and accelerate their brand through some wonderful event marketing and event brand opportunities. Yeah, so it's been really fun. We're working with a state-of-the-art studio that
I knew the time would fly. Give me quickly again the website real quick. We're going to run out of time.
Thank you, Doctor. It's synergistic with the letter 6.com. And please have your listeners reach out. We'd love to help them.
Great. Demetra, hold on. What a great segment. We'll be right back, everybody. The Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, An Essential Guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. everybody. We are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I'm excited. We have Trish Crookton. She's a supermom of Matthew, MatthewLegstrong.com. And Trish really helps, as does Matthew, educating families and children that are challenged with these congenital femoral and fibular deficiencies, missing parts of the lower leg. Trish, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Great. Trish, give us some background with you and your wonderful son, Matthew, and Matthew Legstrong. Give us some history.
Okay, well, May 2nd of 2013, my life changed for the better. I had my ultrasound, and that's when we learned that Matthew would be born missing parts. And it was hard to take in that moment, but I honestly walked away that day and said, the Lord gives you what you can handle. And I was asked that day to abort my child, and I said no. And I believe the Lord gave me a miracle. He's changed my life for the better. He was born missing his fibular bone. He had three smushed, cute little toes. He has part of his patel. On a good day, you can find his patel. He does not have an ACL. He has part of his femur. And we chose
and he's
to
playing
amputate
football,
at
right?
10 months old.
Right. And you're sending pictures of him on the football field. How old is Matthew now, Trish?
So Matthew now is 8 years old.
Right.
At 10 months, and he amputated, and he took his first step at, you know, the age of one, like every other child, with a prosthetic leg.
You know, I remember the difficulty in all of these decisions. I know Trish for quite a while. Yeah. I remember all of those incredible decisions. And and this is why you're such a champion. This kid hasn't, pardon the pun, missed the step. Matthew has been a champion and doing everything with a smile on his face. And again, you've been so fortunate to be dealing with this Rotter prosthetic.
Yes.
David Rotter, who's been able to, you know, an artificial limb, such a big deal. Matthew never knew any differently. And that's how you had him thinking, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. He was born this way. He knows no other way. And he doesn't even think about it. He just gets along like everyone else. He doesn't complain.
Your role, Trish, in helping to educate. I know he would go to school. You'd come in the beginning of school, and you would have a show and tell with Matthew and his classmates.
We do. It's important for me to educate the class. I believe if I educate the class, the parents are educated, and we can just get it all out of the way in the beginning and make it as normal as possible for Matthew. And if
wonderful
you have,
idea.
Feel free to ask, is how I always present everything.
And it ends up that the condition, the medical condition, the fibular hemimelia, which is, again, it's a partial or a total absence of these lower leg bones, and it is the most common form of these deficiencies at birth. Now, the science, again, has come such a long way in the ability of having these kids just be able to perform just about everything. I mean, is there a sport he hasn't played, this 8-year-old?
Tennis. That's the next thing he started talking about, is tennis.
Oh, good. Tell him I'll hit some balls with him. Absolutely. You know, I definitely love to hit some balls with him.
But no, he swims. He plays football, baseball, soccer. Anything he asks, I just try to introduce it the best I can, like any other child.
And there he is on the football field. So he actually was able, because he's got that metal prosthesis, that a lot of people are familiar with when you've seen mm-hmm. some people racing and the runners and jumpers with those, particularly the blade technology. Yeah. And I understand that the Matthew lucked out and he's got himself a football cleat to attach to it.
Yes, yes, because Matthew has a prosthetist, David Rotter, that he actually takes care of all the Paralympians in the Olympics. If you watch the Paralympians, Melissa Stockwell, she has an amputated leg. She brought the flag out for America, and she's a patient of Dave's. Matthew yes. sits in a waiting room with Olympians all the time. It's pretty amazing.
Well, you tell David a message from the sports doctor. Absolutely. He'll be hearing from me. We'd love to have him on sometime early winter or sometime as soon as possible. That's a fantastic topic. Tell us about MatthewLegStrong.com.
Well, I built the site in hopes to help other families that are faced with the tough decisions that I was faced with back, you know, in 2013. I found out about Matthew, but I would go to my mom or my mother-in-law or anybody in the family and they would listen, but nobody understood what I was going through. And I had a hard time finding information. So I was driven to make the website and to put out there everything Matthew does to help other families see that there's life after amputation.
Not only life, but thriving. And again, you call this the greatest experience of your life, going from it's a disability, and this whole side of it, which we all understand,
sure.
to a whole other side of it.
I feel like I have a new lease in life.
And I would imagine the need is huge, like you were saying. You must be having people from all over interacting with you.
Yes, I do. And I love it. I love helping others. I love this community of people. They're amazing.
You know, we want to give your other son a touch of publicity. You know, my guest, your son had knee surgery a few weeks ago. I understand he's doing well, Justin. And
yes.
Our friend, Dr. Brian Cole, the team doctor of the Bulls and White Sox, was the surgeon, wasn't he, Trish?
Yes, he was, and he was phenomenal. Justin's injury is very similar to two other teammates on his football team. They had their surgeries in August and July. Justin had his in September, and he is soaring compared to the other players. He's further along. I'm so happy with my decision.
Tell him the sports doctor said we don't want it to be too crazy. You know, follow directions,
well,
Justin.
Thank you for the referral. I agree.
Oh, right. Absolutely. I couldn't believe it at the time you were talking about that. I was saying to you, gee, in a couple of weeks he's coming on the radio. I mean, the irony.
I know.
So I had him prepared for some terrific TLC in that regard. How long have you had the website, Trish?
I want to say about a year after his amputation. I want to say in 2014.
And
I started a private group for moms, and it's pretty private. If someone finds me, I add them to the group, and some people are open and some people aren't. And I tried to have the group be open, and I lost members, and I didn't want that, so I leave it private.
Yes, that's an interesting challenge. You know,
sure.
People have different ways of looking at things when it comes to sharing, you know, these kinds of challenges. And I think that's a good compromise, to say the least. And I'm sure the dads, you know, also with, you know, although, again, every great athlete growing up that I would see in the office, 90% of the time it was mom who was running things. Absolutely, who was all involved in everything from A to Z and a half. Of course the dads were involved, but they're not anywhere near the same level of all aspects of that particular athlete's careers. And, Matthew have some sights on the Paralympics or what, Trish? I don't want you to give away any secrets. I don't want you to give away any secrets.
Hey, the sky's the limit for this kid. Whatever he wants to do, I will always support.
And again, you know, getting this positive message to these families about, again, where you include all of these challenges and what, you know, you felt you went through. You know, on the Sports Dr. Trish Forever, and I'm a sports podiatrist, we make a big deal out of the mental game, as I call it, whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're their parents, whether you're their coach. The mental challenges, the pressure of big time youth sports is a big business, families, it's crazy, all of this overuse in so many areas, and the mental side of things, and including absolutely dealing with what you did, I think this is why I really, really wanted us to help get the message out there that this kind of help is available, and so is this kind of thriving with how, for instance, this kid is doing.
I'm speechless. I'm sorry, Dr. Bob.
Well, the idea again is absolutely there's an awful lot of emotion involved in all aspects of this. You know, the world of bullying children, we've talked about childhood obesity and bullying on the Sports Doctor for 25 years, give or take a few weeks, and there are certain categories, and the main one's obesity and body image, and second is disabilities, and that whole area, and for instance, going in and educating the class. I want to talk more about that when we come back. We're talking with Trish. And we're talking about MatthewLegstrong.com. It's the Sports Doctor, everybody. We will be right back. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. We are talking with Trish Crookton. She is the supermom of Matthew and MatthewLegstrong.com, educating families and children challenged with these congenital lower leg missing parts, that condition called fibular hemimelia. And we were talking, Trish, right before the break, again about the educating side of things, taking the pressure off. For example, Matthew having to tell the story to everybody in the class, you get them together, you educate them. I just think it's a great idea. Talk more about what the response has been with those experiences.
Well, the beginning of the school year, each year begins, and I usually get a couple emails from his teacher stating kids are talking, kids are asking questions, and that's when I ask, is it okay if I come in and have a little show-and-tell presentation? And it's never been an issue. I hope it never is, because after we do that, all the questions are gone. All the kids just,
issue. It's a great example of the way to handle this. In so many areas, I'm thinking autism, I'm thinking a lot of these different areas that we would talk about in the rehab world, in the physical side, the mental side on the Sports Doctor. And I'm thinking about the absolute brilliance of this idea, and to just, again, answer questions. And I understand that Matthew's quite a young actor. in his own side of the right, and he's really explaining things, and then it ends up being, again, like an issue that is just like the teachers must be thrilled, I would think, with that capability to educate
they
these
are.
Kids.
Because they're answering to the best of their ability, and I believe, you know, they're trying not to step on my toes, and they never are. But I just, they graciously let me come in. Matthew brings his bag of legs. I usually bring a book that talks about being different. And then, you know, we ask the kids, like, you know, are you about your eye color, about your hair color, and just how we're all different in our own way. And then Matthew shows off all his legs, and they start asking questions. How do you take a bath? How do you play sports? And by the time it's all over, we do a coloring page with, like, a kid that has a prosthetic leg, and then the kids are asking if they can spend the night.
Yes. Well, you know, there's a tremendous amount of curiosity. A lot of it, you know, is with the, with these kids thinking, oh, my gosh, what should I ask them? Should I not ask them? Should we talk about it? Should we ignore it? All of these things are part of human nature. Starting it out so soon, I would imagine then it becomes, you know, really a, I think you ought to do it all the way through college, Trish,
if you can
keep it up.
I would love to do an assembly someday for, like, the whole school.
Well, now you'll be able to share the radio show with them.
There you go. And,
You'll have absolutely a terrific way to share some of the great work that you do. And the effects on different parts of the body with prosthetics, low back, the other hip, the other foot, ankle, and knee. How's Matthew doing with all those things?
Well, I have a physical therapist. We go to the chiropractor, and we, you know, switch out shoes. He has crutches at the house, forearm crutches for when he's not wearing his leg. And, you know, we do the best that we can.
Yeah. You know, the sports doctor's got to pay attention to the biomechanics. We might end up putting an orthotic in his good side. Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm thinking to myself here right now, absolutely, that should be part of. You'll bounce that off, David. I'll talk to him sometime in the future. And so he is, again, what grade is he in now?
Second.
I was going to say second grade. Yes. And, the ability to take part. I also imagine the challenge in things like gym class and in the participation of sports. Again, there's the challenge of the safety side of things. I would imagine at this age still there's no problems in what he can participate in. How's that been, that feedback from the team or the park district or et cetera?
Up to this point, we have not had any issues. It's always in the back of my mind. But so far, knock on wood, we have not had any issues. We were at Great America one time, and Matthew was too young to participate. Carly and Justin, his older siblings, were going on a ride, and there was a warning sign that said if you had any, like a device that had, that, like, basically it was saying a device that could come off, which makes me think a prosthetic leg, you
could
not go on the ride. And I mean, it upset me. And if when that time comes, I'll fight.
Yeah. Although good sense also makes sense. So sometimes we have to understand from the other side of things. We just have to be aware. And again, I think you have a team of people, you know, where the physical therapy side, the chiropractic side, the prosthetic side, so that things would be safe in any way, manner, shape, or form. Especially as you start talking about competitive activities and competitive sports in that regard, I think it's going to be an interesting challenge as once we start getting into areas like junior high school or even elementary school, Little League, those kinds of youth soccer. And it's great to hear that you haven't had any resistance, probably because he's fast. probably because he's faster than half the kids.
Dave made him a new leg on Monday, and he was at practice last night, and Mike said he was one of the fastest kids on the team now.
Yes.
And two weeks ago, he wasn't because he was outgrowing his leg, so he was trailing a little bit behind, but he took off last night.
Well, you know, he's going to be growing like a champ. And so this is something, again, that having that capability, because one of the biggest challenges with any of the prosthetics in any part of the body really is comfort and confidence that you can be comfortable, not have to think about it. Now, again, you know, Matthew, when it's really from birth, they don't think about it because he doesn't know anything different. And there, sometimes you have to put a little bit of a harness on the kid, hold him back. Hey, wait a second. I don't know if I want you dunking basketballs yet, Matthew. Let's talk about this. Right? Right, Ma?
Yeah.
I would absolutely think so. And the have you found a lot of good positive feedback like you've had with some of these families and the moms and dads that you've interacted with the website?
Yes, I have with the website. I have. People reach out and message me through the website. And also, David Rotter Prosthetics, it's grown so much from his office. Once we found David Rotter, it's phenomenal. His waiting room is like a living room. So you just network with people all day long when you're here.
Yeah, and you weren't you were a tough cookie when it came to the comfort and preciseness of any prosthetic. So you know, right? You really were on top of it constantly, and it wasn't easy because a lot of this stuff has been evolving in the world of technology. And again, you got to be comfortable. And gee, it doesn't fit right. And gee, it's a hassle, and all of these things.
Right.
And this
and
is
he's
no
comfortable
easy.
Now. He's
yes,
comfortable
this
now.
This is a key. This is
it
an
is.
Absolute key, let alone if we want to start adding the challenge of sports on top of it. And that's why I'm glad you got some medical supervision, and especially that physical therapy supervision on trying to prepare them and working on all that balance and stability on the other side. Absolutely. To have him as prepared as he could possibly be. Every time I see the kid, he's got a smile on his face, so he's having a good time. So I think that's, again, you know, the mental side of things, you really, really have made it so much easier for him. I'm sure you share
Thank
that
you.
A lot with the parents.
Thank you. I don't... Hearing that
Let's
from
talk
you
about
makes
Michael.
Me feel good.
What's Michael's side of things been? Dad, he's been right there with you, hasn't he?
He has. Dad is a great provider, and he made sure we had one heck of insurance to provide for everything Matthew wants and needs. And he's phenomenal when it comes to that. He's phenomenal for when Mom's sitting here at the prosthetic clinic, and I call him and I'm like, I know you're in an appointment, but we got two other kids and I can't leave because this kid can't walk right now because he, you know, needs an adjustment. So you're going to have to go get those two other kids.
He
jumps when I tell him to jump.
Yes, he does. He with a smile. He's been on the ball constantly.
Yeah.
Now you got another the rehab case with Justin on top of that. So yes, it is. It's a family thing from A to Z and a half, absolutely. And again, you're in a whole other realm now. Now, you know, you're talking about with the sports participation and all of these other kinds of things is going to be interesting to watch his progress. How often do you put things up on Matthew Legstrong?
When I post on Instagram those pictures, updates, but I believe there's a glitch right now. I noticed that this week that my recent pictures haven't been posting, so I need to talk to my web designer and see what's going on with that.
Yeah, I think it's all been Facebook related. I think this craziness over this past, you know, even them being down on Monday. No one's ever seen that before.
In the last and 3 weeks, I can't post anything.
Everybody's going to keep their eye on that really the pressure's on, right?
Right.
Unbelievable. Hey, Trish.
Dr. Bob.
Brookton, thank you so much for joining us. And again, MatthewLegstrong.com. People, you have questions, participation. Let's keep an eye on this kid and his mom and dad in the background. Thanks so much, Trish, for joining us. Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doc. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com. Everybody, we are back. It's the Sports Doctor live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. This is the Sports Doctor is in segment. You know, we have great guests on the Sports Doctor. We really do. And today was another great example. It's just great stuff. So we're excited about talking about some upcoming guests. Next week, we've got surgeon Dr. Rachel Wellner talking about her children's book on eating habits, eating properly. That's going to be a great segment. Childhood obesity, such a nightmare. We're going to get the surgeon's view here. And then Dan Johnson. Dan is the fitness director at Edwards Elmhurst Health and Fitness, my home club, all the great programs, the challenges they've faced. The following week, we've got Dr. Vicki Coleman, all areas of anger management, anger concerns, its relationship to competitive sports, as well as the rest of the world, some psychology. You know how we talk about the mental game on the Sports Doctor. Then Mike Pia returns. Mike is the CEO of HitCheck, the analysis system for sideline analysis, their exciting new relationship with the National Football League Players Association. Lots of great stuff coming up. I'm going to answer a few emails. If you want to email me, drrweilsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. Molly says, are heel spurs a surgical problem? I'm glad you asked that, Molly, because 98% of the time they are not. Surgical problem. Heel spurs are a protrusion of bone, usually on the bottom of the heel, less commonly on the back of the heel, because of constant traction stress of the attachment of the plantar fascia to the heel bone, pulling, micro tearing, aggravating, inflaming. The bone responds, forms a spur. It takes years for this to happen. Some of them don't hurt. Some of them do hurt. A lot of them hurt. But mostly they can be controlled mechanically, proper support, GOLD program is a prescription orthotic, physical therapy, sometimes injections, rarely a surgical problem. So if the doctor you're seeing says it's surgical, get another opinion. Terry says, I'm a jogger, I'm in my 40s. I've been running for 20 years. What's metatarsalgia? You know, Terry, metatarsalgia is inflammation, soreness on the ball of the foot. Usually it is on the area from the second toe over under the ball of the foot. And the inflammation can be because of too much activity, too much too soon. Metatarsalgia, when it's persistent or ongoing, we're looking at to orthotics to redistribute weight behind the ball of the foot. Orthotics very, very often go right to behind the ball of the foot. And if we're looking to redistribute pressure, sometimes metatarsalgia is associated with nerve irritation. Sometimes it's associated with soft tissue, callus formation under the ball of the foot. And again, redistributing weight, very successful. We also look at foot mechanics. High arch foot might be much more susceptible to this. So what particular shoe might also be of interest? Angie says, my 14-year-old son plays hockey 5 days a week. He's got these bumps on the back of his heel. Sometimes they bother him. You know, Angie, this is commonly seen in skating. And the good news is, with a combination of things, number one, get the bootmaker to punch out window, if you will, the area where the bumps are. Number two, pay big attention to seeing podiatry. I've been putting orthotics in hockey players and figure skaters' skates for 35 years because of bumps on the back of the heel. And the great news is, if you control the motion, the rock and roll of the heel, you'll calm that area down. Sometimes we include padding to accommodate that area. But in skating, oh, by the way, the same orthotics that'll calm the condition down will make them 2 steps quicker, Angie. This is one of the biggest exciting things about orthotics in the world of skating that I've watched over the decades. Better edging, better balance, better stability, because the job of orthotics is optimum alignment of the foot ankle. So these are the things you want to pay attention to. Rarely are these a surgical problem, but they can be a painful one, a disturbing one. So you really want to do those two things. Get those areas punched out. Pay attention to the fit of his boots also. Lisa says, my 13-year-old daughter is a figure skater. She's been diagnosed with Taylor's bunions. Taylor's bunions are an enlargement of the joint behind the little toe, a bump. And sometimes these are problematic. They can be problematic in skating. I'm going to tell you the same thing I said to Angie with the hockey player. Have the bootmaker punch out the area around that Taylor's bunion or fifth metatarsal area. Pay big attention again to mechanics. The pronated foot, the one that excessively collapses, causes rubbing in that area. So we've had great success with orthotics in the past with all sorts of ages and teenagers, skaters, even serious skaters, by incorporating orthotics also to slow down that deformity. To stop that rock and roll, almost always when we're using orthotics in skates, by the way, we use the same orthotics in that skater's shoes. Optimum alignment and support is always helpful. So this is something that you definitely want to pay attention to. And again, we'll mention with all of these different kinds of problems, be fit properly is key. Whatever the shoes you're in, be fit properly. It's amazing. 40% of us are not fit properly with. And as we get older, there's some changes. After pregnancy, there are changes. It's the Sports Doctor live from Chicago. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.